Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 26th. Tune in Tuesday. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I am recording in advance, still in my hotel room in Waco, Texas. I've been in a conference, or more like a cohort, a spiritual retreat for women in ministry. Thank you, Mountain Brook Baptist, for allowing me to go and to experience this time of renewal. And I've met a lot of good friends in the ministry, and it's been a wonderful time. In the scriptures, we're continuing on in Jacob's story. We've been in Jacob's story for a while, it feels like. But today, there's some movement. He goes down to Padan Aram, and it's quite the cute story. It's a love story in the making. He goes to a well, and who does he meet there but Rachel? And in what seems like a sudden burst of strength, he moves the rock from the well, and he waters her flock. Genesis 29, starting in verse 1. Then Jacob continued on his journey and came to the land of the eastern peoples. There he saw a well in a field with three flocks of sheep lying near it because the flocks were watered from the well. The stone over the mouth of the well was large. When all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone away from the well's mouth and water the sheep. Then they would return the stone to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob asked the shepherds, "My brothers, where are you from?" "We're from Haran," they replied. He said to them, "Do you know Laban, Nahor's grandson?" "Yes, we know him," they answered. Then Jacob asked them, "Is he well?" "Yes, he is," they answered, "and here comes his daughter Rachel with the sheep." "Look," he said, "the sun is still high. It is not time for the flocks to be gathered. Water the sheep and take them back to the pasture." "We can't," they replied, "until all the flocks are gathered and the stone has been rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we will water the sheep." While he was still talking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was a shepherdess. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep aloud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah. So she ran and told her father. As soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his home. And there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are my own flesh and blood." Before we move on, I just want to comment again about that sudden burst of strength that Jacob has when he sees Rachel. He's like, "Oh, I got to show her that I am impressive." The story often just disregards what the woman thinks about it, but I think, you know, Rachel might have been attracted to him as well. Too bad. In the next part of the story, we're going to see that Laban tricks Jacob. Do you remember that part of the story? We'll continue on with that tomorrow. As is our daily rhythm, let us turn to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 135. I'm going to read selections of this psalm because it's 21 verses. I'm going to read about 10 of the verses with you. It begins and ends with "Praise the Lord." So if you would say that aloud with me, "Praise the Lord." "Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praise to his name, for that is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob to be his own, Israel to be his treasured possession. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on earth, in the seas and all the depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. Skipping over to verse 13. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, through all generations. And then in verses 19 through 21, we are commanded, exhorted, reminded to praise the Lord 6 times. O house of Israel, praise the Lord. O house of Aaron, praise the Lord. O house of Levi, praise the Lord. You who fear him, praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord from Zion, to him who dwells in Jerusalem, praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together every day. Because it is Tune In Tuesday, I have a song for you at the end. The Mellowbrook Singers sang in worship last Sunday, and they sang Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. And I hope that this song will just encourage you in your day and remind you that the Lord is seated on the right hand of God the Father, and that all praise is due to him. Will you pray with me? O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall declare your praise. We thank you, Lord, today for something that may be ending soon. Help us not to take it for granted. We thank you, Lord, today for the opportunity to read your word and to be delighted by it. We ask, Lord, that today you would make us a people who are in awe of your creation and in the beautiful humanity that you put before us. Thank you for the little things. Thank you for songs. Put a new song in our heart and also remind us through Victory in Jesus that you are our reigning Lord and King. We pray all this in the strong name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.